This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Third hour here. We got time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the obedience of people and these mask mandates that just keeps getting worse as long as people keep going along to get along. If you are somebody who's against these things and you're out there putting a mask on, you're part of the problem. Now, you know, there are ways that you can get out of this. All you, in a lot of cases, have to say is you get a medical exemption, and then people will leave you alone. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody who's becoming a disobedient separatist.
And Angie.
And when you say that, nobody, you mean that you think that the people who are against all of this, you know, lockdowns, mask mandates, all that, that we need to actually separate ourselves from the obedient people.
Yeah. I think we need to go one place, and we need to tell them to get the hell out, mm-hmm. and tell them if they got problems with somebody where they are, he won't do what they're told. What he's told? Well, he's probably our kind of people, so why don't you send him to us?
Do you think that, tough question here, do you think New Hampshire is the place for the disobedient, or has it become overrun with too many obedients?
Well, I think New Hampshire is a great place for the disobedient. You know, people don't want to, on the one hand, people don't want to make waves. And keep in mind, we're in the most liberal town in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. so we get a somewhat skewed view of it. But, you know, it's got a long tradition of disobedience. It's got a people whose motto is disobedience, live free or die fighting. Mm-hmm. Death is not the worst of evil. Obedience to masters is.
Sure.
So yeah, I think it's a great place, and you know, if there are too many obedient people here, you know, I think maybe we should just breathe on them until they get scared and go away.
Yeah, well, I was hoping that we would see, you know, more people in New Hampshire disobeying, and I've been disappointed that we haven't. You know, there's a lot of obeying out there going on in the streets.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think a lot of it is because people are not scared. I'm mm-hmm. not seeing scared people on a regular basis.
Scared of what?
I'm not seeing people who seem to be scared of the COVID, or even really so much scared of the government. I think a lot of people are just like, I just don't want to deal with this. I don't want to argue about it. Mm-hmm. So whatever. And the thing, and I can understand that. There's, you know, if it was just about the physics of the thing, maybe it would be, maybe that would be my choice. The problem is that, you know, if people are pretending that there is this massive problem out there and it's not a real problem, then by going along with that, you become part of the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the real problem is that there's something going on. People are pretending it's way worse than it is. You know?
We've heard from some of our listeners in the chat room that say that there are better places to be. There are a lot of more disobedient places in the United States that beat New Hampshire hands down. Are we in the wrong place? Mm-hmm. You sure that this is a good place to be?
I think on balance, it's a great place to be. And the reality is, there are probably, and as a matter of fact, there are certainly places that are better than this on the particular issue of masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not real clear why that is. I think a lot of it is because, like I say, not having thought out the stakes. They're just reacting to kind of the physical act of it rather than what's this going to lead to if we just go along with it.
I think New Hampshire is a great place to be for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Because my recent interactions with authority for my son, basically, I found that there was more support and more people here that were not family that were willing to step up and, you know, support us and give us ideas and direction than when we talked to family that were not here, that were actually family that were blood, that were like, oh my gosh, why did he do that? You know,
is it about the Walmart thing?
No. The when he got arrested for allegedly fleeing on a bike
from the cops. Yeah,
yeah, when he was 15 allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if we
were, so you're not sure he was 15?
Well, I know he was 15.
Okay, so yeah, he wasn't allegedly 15.
Well, no, he was 15, but he was allegedly running from the cops on a motorcycle.
Right.
So, but I think that the
support that you have here
for problems or interactions or threats is going to be so great that you can't go anywhere else to get that. And there's not a lot of fear from everyone here.
Mm. Mm. Well, you're talking about you're not talking about the average person. You're talking about activism. You're talking about the activism.
Yeah, movement. Yeah, well, I'm talking about the support and the people right. that have moved here or that are around us. And that's the reason that we should stay.
For me, activists are the average person because, you know, I don't see the other people. I mm-hmm. see the activists. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. We'll go to the phones here in just a moment. We've got Kenosha Kyle on the. Oh, actually, he was there and then he just dropped off the line. So we were going to put him on, but
they finally got him for that violation of probation or violation of his bail conditions.
Ooh, yeah, I'd heard that there was a news story out that Kyle Rittenhouse was wanted. What was the violation allegedly?
I don't know, but I did see pictures of him in a bar, so that may have been it. That may have been a technical violation of his bail conditions.
Isn't he like 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you refresh my memory on who that is?
Oh, good God. Kyle Rittenhouse, went to a riot in Wisconsin. And he went with a buddy, and they brought a couple of rifles with them, and some, you know, nice accepting leftists tried to lynch him, and he shot two of them to death and took a hunk of meat out of the third.
Oh, wow.
And walked away alive from the lynch mob.
We actually may have him here. Let's go to Sir Kenosha Kyle. His eminence. This is a supporter of his, I believe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, we got you. Sorry about that. Didn't see you. I saw you, and then I didn't see you. So now you're here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I wanted to reference the previous caller, the so-called medical expert, who was bringing up the point about how he's had to do a crazy amount of tracheotomies. And tracheotomies have increased during COVID, but people need to understand tracheotomies happen because of being on a ventilator. It's mm-hmm. to help ease people off the ventilator, so they've been increasing it to get people off the ventilator faster. But now we know that, and even in lefty articles, you know, not right-wing crazy ones that are science deniers, that doctors are saying people are actually put on the ventilator when they shouldn't have been, and way too many, in fact, were being put on the ventilator, and that it actually harmed people more than it helped. In fact, 88% of COVID patients that were put on a ventilator died.
Wow.
And so his claim about, tracheotomy, they're increasing. Well, yeah, they're increasing because you were doing the wrong thing to begin with. And now doctors know that, well, we should try our best to keep them off the ventilator, treat them with oxygen normally, and then also give them remdesivir, that wonderful Trump drug that they tried to say is bad after Trump got it and it saved his life. Well, now they're pushing it again and saying, yeah, it's actually better if we give them that instead of put them on the ventilator.
I absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that really solidified my whole their lying stance was the whole thing that Trump mentions hydrochloroquine, and all of a sudden, like, governors who have never unilaterally banned any other drug say, oh my God, Trump mentioned that drug. It's way too dangerous for anyone to use because it's come out of a Republican mouth.
Kenosha Kyle, imagine. If you want to hang on, we can bring you back here in just a moment. There's yeah, sure. more coming up, and your calls are welcome. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
The number, if you want to join us here on the radio, our number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian. Ooh, sorry, nobody. Let's try that again.
I've been censored. Nobody.
There you are.
And Angie.
All right, 603-283-6160. People weighing in on the latest mask madness. We've got actually a store down in Florida that's pushed back by putting up a big sign out front telling people that they could choose to not wear a mask if they have a medical exemption, and the store won't ask you anything about it. So just reassuring their customers that it's going to be okay if they come shop there without a mask. You're welcome to share your comments and thoughts. We're going to go back to Sir Kenosha Kyle. He is on our Matrix chat server, which, by the way, is the best way to sound like you're sitting here in the studio. Like, a phone call is kind of hard to understand sometimes, but when you're on the Matrix server and you're connected to us through the Jitsi connection there, it just sounds absolutely amazing. So we've got him with us here, and Kenosha Kyle, continue with your thoughts, please.
Yeah, so, you know, finally, now that the bad orange man is out of office, they're kind of, the mainstream media is flipping their narrative a little bit. Now they're starting to come back and say, oh, let's slow down. Maybe we did make some mistakes with this. Maybe we should have done it differently. Though you still have, you know, the king of flip-flops, Fauci, now talking about two masks and three masks. And it's common sense to just wear five masks on your face and it'll help. And if it helped, then, you know, COVID wouldn't keep spreading while we stopped, 98% of the spread of flu. It's pretty amazing that it, you know.
Well, see, it's all because of the people who won't wear masks is why COVID keeps spreading. See, that's why. It's all of our fault.
Yes. And if that worked, then, you know, the hospitals would be way more overrun than they normally are, which is something you mentioned, how they say, oh, we're overwhelmed. The ICUs are at 80%, 90% capacity. Well, what's ironic about that is they normally operate at that capacity during flu season.
Oh, interesting. Now you sound like you might know a thing or two about this. Do you work in the healthcare industry?
No, I've just been obsessed with data and spent way more time than I should have reading and learning.
Now,
and,
go ahead.
You can go back many years, actually, and find the same news media like The Guardian and New York Times, and they show it that even in the UK and as well as in America during this time, they, oh my God, flew at record levels. The ICUs are at capacity. Well, mm-hmm. They're just normally like that.
Mm. And by at capacity, that means like what, 80% full or something like that?
Yeah, and sometimes they'll say 100%, mm-hmm. but 100% is also incorrect because ICUs are set up. They tell you we have this many beds, but then they have this many on standby. Mm-hmm. So 100% means, yeah, all our normal beds are full, but we've still got 20 more beds that we can actually open up. And then we've got another 15 that we can turn regular rooms into ICU rooms mm-hmm. into temporarily. Gotcha. It's just another fear tactic. It's just another look at these scary numbers.
Yeah, I mean, there's what they say in the news media, and then there's what our real-life experience is. And none of us that I know have had a real-life experience in any sort of terrifying manner with COVID-19. It hasn't happened.
Well, I don't know. I was actually pretty nervous when I was watching the videos of China.
You mean where they were, like, forcing people into their apartments and, like, welding the doors closed?
Yeah, that was
scary. Did
that
happen?
That was the most terrifying experience I've had due to COVID.
But I meant like an actual experience that you actually had, not just watching a video.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no.
No problems. No, I had a cousin get it, but he got better.
Yeah. Kenosha Kyle, just to flip the call here just a moment, you're somebody who is one of the critics of New Hampshire. As we mentioned earlier on the show, I was asking Nobody and Angie if they thought New Hampshire was the right place to be. You've said that Idaho, you think, is a better option. Is that right?
I do think it's better. Yeah, at least North Idaho, certainly not South Idaho.
What's the difference?
Down to Boise. South Idaho has more of a mask-friendly leaning. The cops down there have no problem throwing people in a cage or wanting to go to church. But the cops up here have openly expressed how they will not enforce the local health society mask mandate. And so now, because of that, you actually have businesses that openly say, hey, we don't require you to wear a mask. In fact, our employees have chosen to not wear them, or they have medical exemptions. So please come eat here. And restaurants in this area are doing exceptionally well because of that.
Okay. How long would I have to drive if I wanted to go hang out with 100 anarchists?
Well, we have actually had protests early on that were well over 200 people at one point.
Were they anarchists?
But were these anarchists?
Yeah.
Or were these like 99% Trumpers and a few anarchists scattered in?
Yeah, you've definitely got some Trumpers in there. You've got some blue liners. But there are quite a few libertarians out here, enough to make a difference and get 30-some state reps or whatever. No, but that's not really helping. And here we actually have conservative reps that are not only trying to impeach the governor, that are trying to end the state of emergency as well.
Now, how did the conservative reps, I just was sent this tonight, actually, before we started. It was like probably about an hour ago, and I thought of you, Kenosha Kyle. The headline here from KTVB7, Idaho Senate approves by two-thirds majority, 24-11 vote, a constitutional ban on legal marijuana. Now, this does have to go to a vote of the people, apparently, but are the conservatives that you're lauding in Idaho, are they voting in the 24 to prohibit legalization of marijuana, or are they voting in the 11 to oppose prohibition of marijuana?
Wait, prohibit it?
That's definitely one of the issues with this state. Many of those conservatives that I'm lauding are also on the side of prohibiting marijuana. And unfortunately, it's not just marijuana.
See, I'm
going to
have a
bill.
Hard time making friends with people who want to put me in prison. That just puts me right off.
Yeah, it's an issue. And
what do you think is going to happen with this? If you've got 24-11 in the Senate, what do you think is going to happen at the House?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think it's going to pass because it's not just marijuana that's in there. It's basically everything. And Idaho has been trying to at least adjust their marijuana criminalization because it includes hemp as well, so that they can allow for hemp to legally farm it. Idaho doesn't have a whole lot of money-making industry outside of potatoes and construction, and those aren't very...
So hemp crops are prohibited.
And thanks for filling in some of the other reasons that we're better off in New Hampshire there.
Yep. Yeah, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad.
I'm not going to do well in the potato business. That's not a lot of need for my skills.
Kyle, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think you made a good point as well, Nobody, that this is about more than just how people reacted to COVID. That New Hampshire has a whole lot of reasons why it's the best bet for people that love freedom.
The COVID reaction has been really disappointing here.
No doubt. No
disappointing
doubt.
Here. And I think the reason it's been so disappointing is because a lot of the people who would normally be outraged are enamored with the governor who's doing it, so they're keeping their mouths shut.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. This is the largest freedom migration on the planet, and that is saying something. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, Mark Claire here, LionsOfLiberty.com, where we strive to advance the ideas of liberty daily. We bring you The Morning Roar! That's right, every Monday to Friday we'll have a brand new edition of The Morning Roar, where we provide a roundup of some news stories that you may not find in the mainstream media or even in your typical social media news feed. We find stories that relate to the ideas of liberty and provide you with our liberty perspective on them. Every Monday we have our longest running feature, Mondays with Murray, named after the great libertarian Murray Rothbard, where we'll examine an article or an excerpt from his works and help convey his view along with our little spin as well. We wrap it all up every Friday with Felony Friday, where our own John Odermatt goes out and takes a look at some sort of felony. There's felonies committed every day, you know, whether it's a felony committed by the police, a politician, or even an average citizen. You can find all of this and so much more over at LionsOfLiberty.com, advancing the ideas of liberty daily.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to remove Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. They were angry over some social media posts where she appeared to endorse the far-right conspiracy group QAnon.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Congresswoman Green said the controversial posts were made before she was elected to Congress. President Biden was at the State Department with a strong message.
America is back. America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
He said during his call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he made it clear that the days are over with the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, such as interfering in the elections. This is USA Radio News. Drug company Johnson & Johnson says it's asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is cheaper to make because it doesn't have to be kept at such low temperatures as the other vaccines. The Wisconsin Republican legislature repealed the governor's mandatory statewide mask order. Democratic Governor Tony Evers then immediately issued another one.
We know that as we work to get shots in the arm as quickly as we have vaccines available, no amount of vaccine in the world could bring back the lives we stand to lose if we have no statewide mitigation strategy in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin.
Evers said his priority is to keep people safe, and he said wearing a mask is the most basic way to do that. The lawmakers had argued that Governor Evers had exceeded his authority by extending the mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you don't have to talk about the mask situation. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And we'll continue with more of your calls. If you want to make them, you can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And also, you can join us in real life if you're not afraid to actually be around other people. You can come to ForkFest 2021. It's coming up this summer, June 28th through July 4th, basically the second week of summer. You can spend with us at the Rogers Campground, us and hundreds, hopefully, of other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. You were there last year, right?
I was there, yeah.
Did you like it?
This will be our third or fourth year. It was great.
Yeah,
I loved it.
And you brought your family with you.
Everybody came. Right? Kids, everybody.
So, ForkFest.party, that's where you can go to learn more about the event. And it is basically a decentralized libertarian camping festival. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has a little more centralization. They've got a ticket price and organizers. ForkFest doesn't have any tickets. It's just you get your campsite or your RV site or your motel room from Rogers Campground, and then you're on the same campground with a bunch of other libertarian types, anarchists, voluntarists, and whatever happens, happens. So, like, if somebody wants to put together a poker game, they can do that. That happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
There were a couple of party tents, at least. There was a dance party, I believe, as well. So, there was a rock and roll concert that happened, so it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we don't know what all is going to go on this year. year. But if you're there, I suspect you'll have a good time. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. Get connected with the ForkFest chat room, the ForkFest forum, and more. Again, that's June 28th through July 4th. You can book your campsite right away with Rogers Campground, or again, RV site or motel room. ForkFest.party. State government goons in New Hampshire have been advising business owners that they should call the cops if somebody doesn't wear a mask in their store.
But snitches get ditches?
Snitches get stitches.
Then they go in ditches.
Then they go in ditches.
Now, okay. They say
there's no point in stitching them up if you're just going to throw them in the ditch, though.
Well, you don't want to kill them.
So there is a statewide mask.
They go in the ditch after they're dead.
There is a statewide mask ordinance in New Hampshire, but as of yet, no one has actually received a ticket underneath this ordinance, nor has anyone been arrested for it. The order did not specify explicit consequences for those who refuse to wear one, although they could charge someone with a misdemeanor, as I understand the way the system works. But earlier so-called guidance required all staff and customers in retail environments to wear a mask, well, although there were a bunch of exemptions, which, of course, NPR doesn't mention here, or NHPR. Mm-hmm. Now,
and there, I think there's an excellent chance, especially on masking, that you would beat the charge. And the reason that I say that is because there is no scientific evidence that these masks are having any effect on COVID. There has never been a study.
I don't think they need evidence to make
order. The thing is, they do, because governors do not have, under our Constitution, the authority to be our doctor.
Well,
they do not have the authority to make our medical decisions. And according to the Nuremberg laws, they absolutely do not have the right to force unwilling people to be subject to medical experimentation, which is exactly
right.
What they're doing with the masks, with the social distancing, with the quarantines. None of them have been demonstrated to be helpful against the quarantine, and therefore each and every one of them is a medical experiment that we don't even know what the results are going to be, and there is no authority in any state for the governor to perform medical experiments on random people.
I would say that even if you, I don't disagree with anything you said there, but I think that it's a stronger argument to just argue it from the constitutional perspectives and say, like, you don't have an authority to do this ever. Even if it were shown that the masks were effective, they still don't have the ability to tell people what to do.
I would agree. They don't have the right to be your doctor by force.
Right.
But then there is an additional. I think that you benefit from both arguments, because you know some people will come up with some reason in a sufficient emergency you can do this. Well, maybe with a proven cure under their law, there might be times that makes sense. And under their law, I'm not saying there would ever be a time that it's right, because there isn't.
But even under their own law,
they get hung for forcing people to participate in medical experiments against their will. That's what happened at Nuremberg. That's what happened to Mengele. That's what happened to a lot of the Nazi doctors, specifically for forcing medical experiments on people, and they were hung by the neck until dead.
But
and that's what needs to happen to some of these monsters.
Yeah, even their own law, however, doesn't allow for governors to order people around like this.
But it doesn't provide for the death penalty for those
that
do. And
yeah,
the Nuremberg codes provide for the death penalty for what Sununu is doing right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I hope they exercise it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to take this to the Nuremberg International Court or whatever.
I don't think you will, but the fact that justice will be denied doesn't mean you shouldn't mention what it is.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, just from their own system and their own rules, the governor is supposed to be in charge of the executive branch, and they're not allowed to make laws. So there's, you know, even under their own system, the way it's supposed to work is this one man isn't supposed to just be able to issue whatever things he wants to say and have people obey it. Mm-hmm. If there were going to be some sort of mask mandate, it would have to get passed through the legislature and then be signed by the governor, which
and
has not
been the case.
That's a procedural thing, but the legislature doesn't have the authority to force people to get medical procedures they don't want. That is directly in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I'm pretty sure it's in there.
It's certainly against your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Absolutely, and it doesn't jive very well with my body, my choice either. You know, and I'm pro-choice on everything, but
well, the New Hampshire Department of Justice is recommending to grocery and retail stores that they call the cops if a customer refuses to wear a mask without a reason listed as an exemption in the emergency order, quote, as soon as possible, preferably before your business or organization has an issue with a customer who simply refuses to wear a mask, contact your local law enforcement department to have a discussion about establishing a plan for how to deal with such a customer. And again, here they're even admitting that if the customer has a reason to not wear a mask by simply saying, I have a medical exemption, then they can't do anything about it. So this is only advice for customers who won't say they have a medical exemption, who just are standing on their simple refusal to do it. Look, there's no shame in saying you've got a medical exemption if that's what allows you to breathe.
Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe your medical exemption is you're sane and you want to stay that way.
Whatever your medical exemption is, you should tell people that so they don't have to call. They don't feel like they have to call the cops on you because they're afraid of getting some sort of a ticket or having their business shut down as a result of this. A lot of business owners don't want to go through with this stuff, but they're afraid of what the government gang will do to them, so they will.
So definitely give them the out. Yeah. That's just, you know, being thoughtful.
Absolutely. They go on to say businesses are advised to hang signs on their doors stating masks are required, provide masks and hand sanitizer at each door, and establish a plan should someone refuse to comply. The New Hampshire Grocers Association said that stores were responsible in the past for enforcing these guidelines, and local law enforcement was reluctant to step in. He said the recommendation takes weight off employees who've sometimes had to deal with aggressive confrontations from customers. Well, they didn't have to, but they felt like they did because they were afraid of getting a ticket from the government if they didn't. So,
yeah.
Like
if
you
you're
said,
not getting paid by the government law enforcement salary, don't be enforcing their laws for them.
You're not obligated to, but I like what you said, nobody. Give them the out. Give the employee and the manager the excuse to say, oh, you've got a medical exemption. Well, have a nice day.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is the name of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Nobody, war crimes prosecutor.
And Angie. I never know what you're coming out with.
Yeah, he's creative.
That's, I gotta keep you guessing.
Yes.
You know. If you know what's coming, you're not gonna be there.
603-283-6160 is our number. We'll continue here with your calls, your thoughts. They're welcome. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
He's just calling to Mengele. He actually got away with it. He got to Argentina and lived under aliases and then moved into Brazil and was there till he died.
I thought they whacked that old quack. They didn't whack the quack. Damn.
He got away
with
it.
I am really disappointed now. I think we're going to have to double down with Sununu. I think we're going to have to write this indictment very carefully.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting to see what happened if the Americans as a class just went to the world court and said, look, these people who are saying that they're my government, they're not my government, and we don't know who these people are, and we want them to go away. Could you help us with that?
I wonder what the response would be.
Yeah.
Well, you already have the authorization in the Declaration of Independence. You have the authorization that says they're in flat-out, plain, clear language that the people have the right and the duty to dissolve this government, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, there's no arguing that our government is acting on our own behalf. It's quite obvious what's going on, and the people just need to step up. And as for the virus, the masking,
how do you do that without shooting them?
Because you don't have to go and shoot them. You simply have to refuse to follow their orders, and then when they come to shoot you, you defend yourself.
Okay, so you're saying that you resist this without shooting people by, you know, waiting until later and then shooting people, which doesn't really answer the question, except it kind of answers the underlying query of, do you think there's a way of doing this without shooting people? I actually think there are. I think I've got one. I think there is. I think I've got one. And I'm going to throw it at the world within the next couple of weeks. But
well, I was hoping you'd do it right now.
A lot of people don't. I'm not ready to completely go into it. Basically, it's going to be probably a speech that goes with the software launch. So
okay.
I want to wait till the software is ready.
David, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just to sum up, is like I said, we already have the authorization, and these people clearly are not our legitimate government. And as for the question as to why we would wear a mask or not wear a mask, the our government has no credibility. We don't trust them at all. It doesn't matter whether they say wear a mask or don't wear a mask, because they've lost all credibility, and now they simply need to go away, or we need to force them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think our best plan is what we touched on earlier, is if you love the ideas of liberty and freedom. Angie, I think you were telling us off the air that you're celebrating 10 years in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
we moved
here in 2011, and the only regret I have is not coming sooner.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's been wonderful.
I'm so glad to hear that. And nobody, you've been here more than 10 years. I've been here 15. Yeah. I think I'm coming up on this year. If you actually care about freedom, you got to do something about it. And, just complaining is not going to end this. Mm-hmm. It's not going, they don't care.
And the thing is, it doesn't have to end for me to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically what I want to see happen for my church is I want it to eventually go out in the woods like the freaking Amish and just, go to Pork Fest and refuse to leave for like 20 years.
Sounds like a good plan.
So, and basically if I can achieve that level of freedom in a little village of people that I like, then, it doesn't matter that much to me what the rules are outside of that little square of earth,
mm-hmm.
because, there exists a place where I will be tolerated to, where I will be permitted to exist. And that's all the hell I want people to do. I've been yelling at people about this since I was 7 years old. I'm trying to program a computer. Go away and leave me alone.
Let's go to an unscreened caller. You're on the air in the remaining moments here of Free Talk Live. Who's this? Hello, unscreened caller. Going once, going twice. That's always the risk with an unscreened caller. Is you don't
maybe a
know
deadline.
Yeah, they were actually there. Well, we tried.
Why do the ghosts hate you?
I don't know.
Why do they even bother to call?
That doesn't happen that often.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen that often.
How do they even dial the phone?
The ghosts, ghostly.
Oh, my goodness.
They do.
Hey, here's a little bit of interesting news. David Hogg, who is that kid, he's probably not a kid anymore.
He's going to be Boss Hogg one day.
He would like that.
You know what I mean if you ever watched the Duke of Hazzard.
I think he would like to be your boss. He's a total arch statist.
Yeah, I can see him in the white suit being the corrupt technocrat.
This is one of at the time, he was a high school student in Parkland High School, which was one of the places where there was a shooting. And he got a lot of press after the fact because, he was willing to be interviewed and was taking all kinds of pro-government positions. So, of course, the press was all about this guy.
And there were other fascinating things about this guy, like the fact that his father is an FBI agent who was transferred to Parkland like 2 weeks before the shooting.
Really?
Yeah, and so I have read. I do not know for sure. I have not confirmed. He has been unwilling to return my phone calls, but
I like it. They actually reached out.
Most of the people that we talk about in the news are. They ain't going to call nobody back.
So this guy, David Hogg, has been, not only has he been calling for government, but he, you know, lots more government programs and mandates and rules and things like that. But now he's saying he's actually going to go into business. He's going to do something productive. And
that is going to be like watching Charlie Chaplin trying to cook a shoe.
He says that he
can't wait to see it.
He and a software developer named William Legate are launching a pillow company to compete against MyPillow, which is led by a Trump supporter, CEO Mike Lindell. So I don't know if anyone is...
So the only software that's going to run on your pillow is your brain. You don't need a software developer for this project. You're staffing this wrong. Stop that.
So Lindell has gotten a lot of negative press because he's publicly in favor of Trump. He's actually visited Trump and had meetings with him and that sort of thing. And so now Hogg is saying that he and this developer, Legate, hope to sell $1 million worth of product within their first year, and they'll be launching in about 6 months. He says, we'd like to do it sooner, but we have strict guidelines on sustainability and U.S.-based union producers. So that means you're going to be paying a lot more.
So it's going to be made in the U.S.
Made by union workers, apparently, in the U.S. Now that maybe they're going to actually use China-based, you know, product and then have a U.S. worker put it in a box or something like that.
It's been packaged here.
So who knows what kind of Weasley stuff they're going to do. But
why should I care where it, I mean, am I supposed to be happier when a guy in America gets a job than I am when a guy in China gets a job? Because why? They're both equally human.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of America First propaganda out there, and I agree with you, nobody. That, you know, as long as somebody's getting me a good product at a good price, I don't care where it comes from.
I resigned from being a white guy. I told you that, right?
No, I don't know about that.
Missed the memo.
I'm not a white guy anymore.
Okay.
I used to be. I quit. I've actually decided to form my own race.
Okay.
And
what would that be?
It's the human race.
Oh, well,
so
I like that one.
Basically, what I'm going to do from now on is when I fill out a form and it says, what's your race?
It says other.
I'm going to check other, and I'm going to write in the word human.
I like that. I think Mark Edge used to do that.
Yeah. And so basically, and the idea is eventually I want to actually tokenize that, put it on the blockchain. Where, like, okay.
And that's for another show. So check out Nobody at his website, electnobody.com, where he can talk to you about all kinds of tokens anytime he wants to.
Over you get terrified, I'm going to get technical.
At electnobody.com. And in the meantime, you can join us between now and tomorrow night's show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time over at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check out our social media site, social.freetalklive.com. You're welcome to join that, and we'll see you there.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.